Here in Los Angeles, we look back fondly to the days when gas only cost $2 a gallon. Now the average price is around $2.20 a gallon. Gas prices are soaring in other parts of the country too, but here to give us some tips on how to save at the pump is Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for the Washington Post. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, what's the most you've paid for gas?
Well, recently I had a rock bottom bargain price of $1.73, and I was doing cartwheels in South Carolina. But up where I live, it's very expensive. It's almost $2 a gallon.
So what do you recommend for people to do?
Well, one thing is lots of people are sort of tied to this idea that they've got to get perhaps premium gas. And really, regular unleaded gas is good for most of us. Check your car manual, and unless it tells you to get that higher grade, get that regular gas and save yourself some money.
Okay, it's summer, so a lot of people want that air conditioner cranked up. But that uses a lot of gas, right?
It sure does. You know, when you have the air conditioner on, your car has to use more energy, and that uses more gas. Listen, roll the window down, stick your head out the window. No, I'm just kidding.
You are too
really.
Cruel. Okay.
But no, seriously, if you can, you know, set it on the lower setting if you can, or maybe turn it off and ride a little bit and get some fresh air and then turn it back on. But, you know, all these things will help you save money because, you know, this definitely affects your bottom line.
And what else can people do?
Well, one thing is to pack light. You can't take everything on vacation. When you overpack, that costs you money. In fact, a loaded roof rack, you know, the roof racks that people have, can decrease your fuel economy by up to 5%. So when you go on vacation, pack as light as you can.
And what about obeying the speed limit?
Listen, speeding is going to cost you money. Not only is it illegal, but it costs you money in gas. If you drive the speed limit, you're going to save money. The faster you drive, the more you spend. Each 5 miles per hour over 60 miles per hour is equivalent to paying an extra 10 cents per gallon for gas. And in a 20-gallon tank, that's adding an extra $2 to your gas bill for every 5 mile increment. So basically, slow down, folks. It's safer and it's going to save you money.
But here you've got the air conditioner turned off, so you want to get some speed going so you've got some wind to cool you down.
Yeah, well, this is true, but you know,
you can't you
know,
win.
It's okay to be hot. You know, hot is in this year.
Okay. All right. So even if we follow your tips, we still have to go and fill up, and it's still expensive. So how do people find the cheapest gas in their area?
Well, there's a lot of really neat websites on the web now where you can find the cheapest gas prices in your area. One which I found very user-friendly was gaspricewatch.com. It's all one word, gaspricewatch.com. It's a great site. You can put in your zip code and find the gas stations in your local area that have the cheapest price. If you're going on a road trip, you can map out your road trip and put in the zip codes as you go along. I know that's a little anal, but you know, hey, it's going to save you some money. And you can find out where the stations are along your route that will save you some money.
You know, let me tell you, Michelle, my husband's looking into biodiesel. He's looking into using old vegetable oil, you know, from French fryers.
Uh-huh.
For to put in the gas tank.
If that'll save you some money, cook up those fries. Save you some money. Might not be too good for your waistline, though.
Right. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money, and she's also the author of the book 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And Michelle, thank you. Happy motoring.
Thank you.